Capacity Requirements Planning. Capacity Requirements Planning, CRP, determines in detail the amount of labor and machinery required to carry out production tasks specified in the Material Requirements Plan, MRP. Translating MRP orders, measured in units, into hours of work for each work center in each time period. CRP is the most detailed level of capacity planning. At this point in the process, planning looks at orders and work schedules to see how available capacity will or will not translate into the work center production necessary to meet demand. The amount of work scheduled for a work center is determined by a system that reviews all of the work released to that center by MRP and MPS, adds up the standard hours required for each order, and compares it to capacity. Another purpose of capacity requirements planning is to assign each facility, work center, and operation a load and perform load leveling. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines load and load leveling as follows. Load, 1, the amount of planned work scheduled for and actual work released to a facility, work center, or operation for a specific span of time. This is usually expressed in terms of standard hours of work, or when items consume similar resources at the same rate, units of production. SIN. Workload. 2. The total cargo or contents of a shipping vehicle in weight, volume, or utilization percentage. Load leveling. Spreading orders out in time or rescheduling operations so that the amount of work to be completed in sequential time periods tends to be distributed evenly and is achievable. SINs. Capacity smoothing, level loading. C. Hijunka level schedule. Steps in CRP. 4 steps are required to determine the capacity available at a work center. Check the open order file, planned order releases, the routing file, and the work center file. Step 1. Check the open order file. The open order file contains all active shop orders with quantities, operations, and due dates. The open orders are recognized in the MRP grid on the scheduled receipts line. Taken together, these orders tell you how much capacity is already scheduled at the work center. However, since manufacturing has already begun working on these orders, only the load of the remaining operations needs to be taken into account. Step 2. Check planned order releases. The planned orders will be released on the release dates planned by MRP. Since these orders are not yet released, all operations still need to be performed and taken into account. Step 3. Check the routing file. The routing file follows each component's progress through the center or centers. The file may be electronic or a paper copy, and it contains the following for each component. Operations to be performed. Sequence of operations. Work centers. Alternate work centers. Tooling needed for each operation. Standard times, including setup time for each piece as well as runtime. Taken together, the routing file plus planned order releases provide the information necessary to calculate the amount of time in the schedule for any work center. The routing file includes information on the operation numbers and sequence, the operation descriptions with timing, for example, 1009, 1 hour slash batch, the work centers, and other requirements. By adding the open orders and the planned order releases, the total commitment of time for the work center can be calculated. Step 4. Check the work center file. The work center file provides capacity information about the center, which includes a collection of people and/or machines engaged in one type of work. The file contains all the information needed to calculate the amount of manufacturing lead time to complete one order at the work center. At a minimum, the file will contain data on queue time, wait time, and move time. These times, together with the setup and run times from the routing file, constitute the lead time for the component. Dividing the total time available during a scheduled period at the work center by the run time tells you how many units can be produced at the center in that period. Lead times can be further broken down. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines manufacturing lead time as the total time required to manufacture an item, exclusive of lower-level purchasing lead time. For make-to-order, MTO, products, it is the length of time between the release of an order to the production process and shipment to the final customer. For make-to-stock, MTS, products, it is the length of time between the release of an order to the production process and receipt into inventory. Manufacturing lead time includes order preparation time, queue time, setup time, run time, move time, inspection time, and put away time. SINs. Manufacturing cycle, production lead time. C. Lead time. These manufacturing lead time components, along with wait time, can be summarized as follows. Order preparation time is the administrative time spent processing an order. Queue time is the time spent waiting for an operation to start. It can be a significant percentage of manufacturing lead time. Setup time is the time spent preparing work centers for different operations. Runtime is the time spent performing an operation. Wait time is the time spent at a work center before going to the next center. Move time is the time spent physically moving items among work centers. Inspection time is the time spent on quality assurance. Put away time is the time spent moving the item to its storage location. It is part of move time. The work center file also contains data on work center efficiency and utilization.